Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and Toyland Entertainment presents the Rod TV Show, your source for inspiration and information. And as always, we're broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where all the lies, and secrets are held. So what we're doing, as always, we tell you who the liars are, expose the lies, and reveal some of the secrets so that way we can build better communities. And as always, I appreciate you taking this time out of your day to listen to some of the things that are going on in the community and taking a part of it. And there's been a lot of people that have been responding to today's topic, and I really thank each and every one of you that's responding to the topic. If you want to call in, 347-850-1228. Once again, 347-850-1228 if you want to let your voice heard. You can also tweet me at rsteve44 on Facebook, Rodney Stevenson, or you can, once again, 347-850-1228, because this is a topic I think a lot of people have different views, different opinions, and very strong opinions both ways when it comes down to this particular topic that we're mentioning today. For those who don't know, of course, football going on, this topic has sparked a little bit more interest than what normally may have. NFL running back Adrian Peterson was arrested the other day for what they considered child abuse, for criminal and reckless injury to a child. For those who have not seen the pictures of the young boy, I posted those on the site today for the event. And when you look at this here, you look at the welts and the bruises on the child, and it does spark a lot of different emotions in people. So we're going to take this from different elements of it. One is the fact of the way people discipline their children. Is spanking okay? Is spanking appropriate when it comes down to disciplining their children? Or are there certain situations or certain scenarios that constitute spanking as a form of discipline for a child? So we're going to look at it from that aspect, and we're going to look at it from the other aspect of how the police system, how the government, how outside influences are trying to prevent certain forms of discipline for our children. It's getting to the point now where a lot of people are feeling that it makes it more challenging as a parent to discipline our child if we have the government, if we have different outside influences telling us what we can and cannot do to discipline our children. Just to give you a little insight, this incident with Adrian Peterson happened in the state of Texas. In the state of Texas, corporal punishment is still a legal form of punishment in the school system. So in the school system, you can still use a ruler, you can still use something on the some sort of object in order to discipline the child. It is still a lawful practice in Texas. And in every single state in the union, there's reasonable methods of punishment that is allowed. And that's why I want to make sure I said reasonable methods of punishment that is allowed. You look at this, these particular pictures here, and you can kind of judge if you feel that is reasonable or unreasonable. Now, a lot of us are listening. I'm sure we all have been, a lot of us have been spanked as a child. You know, I think it's something that is still common practice in a lot of our households, probably not to the extent that it probably was when we were children. However, there is still a stigma when it comes down to how to discipline or spank your child. Now, in this particular case here, he used a switch. For those who do not know what a switch is, it's actually a branch from a tree that that's broken off, you take off some of the leaves, and you use it to spank your child. Now, typically, you spank until, you know, to spank to discipline, not to wound, injure, or hurt. And immediately, according to this situation, he knew that he may have gone a little too far when he was spanking his child, and immediately let his baby mother know that that was the case. So when that happened, you know, he already put him in a particular position where the baby mother may choose to press or pursue any charges on him. So with that aside, I want to find out what people think about actually the whole concept of spanking your child. Is spanking your child still an acceptable practice when it comes down to discipline? So we've had a lot of different responses to this here. We have Dana from New York say, I never spank unless a kid is doing something so dangerous or something that a point needs to be driven home to say you can never do that again. But for regular discipline, if you need it, in my opinion, you are disciplining ineffectively. So she takes one aspect saying that spanking a child should only be in a situation where it's an extreme case and this child is doing something so egregious that it needs to be done in order to make sure that they understand not to do it again. Now, we have another perspective of it from Lisa from Virginia says, I am a person who believes that the Bible teaches us, spare the rod, spoil the child. And spanking the child is something as a parent does to show them correction, but that correction, if that correction leads to bruises, large cuts, open wounds, and broken bones, then that is abuse. And that's where we have to find that fine line to say, okay, is spanking the only way to discipline that child to get the point across? So this is from two different aspects of how to discipline the child. You look at the say, I'm going to give a stern talking to, I'm going to give a timeout, I'm going to give a lecture, I'm going to do these methods prior to spanking. Okay, that may work for some children. Some children, a timeout could work. Some children, just even a look. If you look at that child with that stern face or something that shows that they need to respect what you're trying to tell them, then the child at times may feel, okay, well, I'm not going to mess my mother, I'm not going to mess my father because I see that look in their face. I don't even want to know what they're thinking right now about what I have done. So some children can have that look and it's no problem. Other times, there are children that will try to push the limits, to try to test the limits, to try to see exactly what he or she can do before the parent steps in and has to take it to another level. That is a common way that children try to test the water, so to speak, try to see what they can and cannot get away with, in essence. So that's where the more extreme corporal form of discipline, such as spanking, is essential, because it is necessary for a parent to let the child know that there's consequences to their actions, and those consequences may include spanking. It's not something that the parent should want to do. I've seen incidences in stores, in supermarkets, in the street, where a young child, not yet even able to formulate words, not even able to really consciously make those proper right or wrong decisions, get smacked or popped by their parent just because they may have said, what's that? Just because they might have reached their hand out. I'm talking about young children, babies, that are still trying to find out about things, the inquisitive aspect of it. And if you see parents like that are just willingly and willfully popping their child, hitting their child for something that they may appear to be doing, then there's a problem. That is when you're getting towards the concept of negligent, reckless injury or reckless abuse to a child, because that's all that is there. If you're not explaining to the child what they're doing wrong, you're just smacking or slapping for no reason. Now that's one extreme. The other extreme is those who do nothing and let their children run wild all over the place. The parents feel so overwhelmed because they don't want to corporally discipline their child, but they're just going to let the child run freely and wildly and openly any which way they want to, and there's no direct form of discipline saying this is wrong, this is not what you're supposed to do, and there's consequences to those actions. So we have to take a look at that middle. We have to take a look at that ground where we can be able to discipline our children and do it in a way where the child understands that this is wrong, and if you do these wrong things, this can happen to you. And Chris Carter of ESPN Today, because, of course, since it was Football Sunday, it's been a big topic on all the news stations and all the football fodder that's been going on today. Chris Carter brought up a point where I think a lot of people of our generation, of our age, that say from 20s, 30s, 40s, see when we come down to discipline our children, because it comes down to the fact that he said that, of course, his mom spanked him, his mom spanked his sister, his mom spanked his brother, and they grew up to be successful men and women. So those who say that spanking your child perpetuates a life of crime or perpetuates a life of violence is ridiculous. I think that's wrong. If you look at statistics, you say there's 75% of adults. This is according to ABCnews.com. 75% of adults have spanked their child at one point in time throughout the child's life. So going back to what Chris Carter was saying, in that particular instance, doesn't make you violent, doesn't make you going to go the route of being violent, doesn't make you go the route of being an abusive person to your spouse or your mate or someone in the future. However, he says that some of the actions, some of the ways that his mom disciplined him may be considered egregious in today's society. So this is where I want to pose the question, is today's society getting to the point where we can't even do anything to discipline our child without any intervention coming in? This is where it gets to the point where the children in a lot of cities and a lot of jurisdictions have actually feel that they have the power over the parent. So the parent is not parenting the child. The child has the fear factor in the parent. The child says, oh, you can't do anything to me. You touch me, I'll call the cops immediately. You're going to jail. And this is where this topic comes in. How far is too far? Where the intervention comes in. How far is too far? Where the police can come in? Where Congress is probably going to have a hearing on this and going to try to change the rules of how parents can discipline their children. Next thing you know, you're going to have rampant disobedience from children because they feel that they have an open avenue to say, I have the control because you can't say or do anything to me in a certain way or else I'm going to call the cops. The case in point, Bradford Young Jeezy, he was to his teenage son and he mentioned during the point he was mentioning disciplining him, the son goes and pushes Jeezy, of course, you know, pushes him back, holds him to the wall and says, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. And he didn't hit him, he didn't, try to pull off a belt or cause any physical injury to him. All he did was he pushed him to the wall and said, you don't put your hands on your father, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. He was arrested and charged with same thing, criminal reckless abuse to a child. But it was verbal abuse because what he said. So the police automatically, because he's a rapper, automatically thought that he was trying to be violent towards his son, and his son wanted that aspect because of his anger towards his father at the time, that he didn't care if his father got arrested or not. And that's where that's where this intervention of police trying to tell people how to discipline their children is a very dangerous thing. The way the power, not really power, it's not really a power thing, but it's more of a respect and respect issue to make sure that the child understands that the parent should be respected and should be able to discipline them with, you know, with a mindset that these are the consequences of your action. Anybody that wants to chime in on this, 347-850-1228. We have a few minutes left to answer any questions on this. Once again, this is the Rise Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland.com, and Toyland Entertainment. So we had a poll that was on the event site earlier today, and the question was really simple. Is spanking an appropriate way to discipline children? Almost unanimously, it came out as it depends on the situation, is the way it should be when it comes down to the whole spare the rod, spoil the child concept. Depends on the situation. If a child is being disrespectful to you, if a child is cursing at you, if a child is trying to command authority when authority is supposed to be with the parent, then the discipline has to be correctable discipline. It has to be a way that the child understands that this is not the proper way to talk to your parent. This is not the proper way to talk to a person of authority. Because if the parent doesn't show that tough love to that child, believe me, the police department, the corrections system, the government will be a lot worse than what their mother and father will do to them. And that's where a lot of parents, older parents have said that, saying that, you know what, we're doing this what's best for you because, believe me, if you don't get the tough love from home, then the outside world is going to give you much tougher punishment. They're not going to respect you the way I respect you. They're not going to love you the way I love you. And this is what's being lost when it comes down to both ends of discipline. When it comes down to the discipline of the child, I think a lot of parents are so afraid of how their children would react if they don't discipline them with tough love, or discipline them with spanking, or discipline them with a little more extreme force of punishment, that they will then disrespect them and go to another level. So a lot of parents that I've seen want to try to lay the law down at a young age, so that way when they become a teenager, they have that fear. I know there's always in the fear of God, you know, when it comes down to their parents. And I think that's what a lot of parents want to try to do at a younger age. However, on the other side of discipline, the timeout, the stern talking to discipline, the removal of electronics or toys type of discipline, what a lot of the parents of those children are trying to do, they're trying to lay down a foundation that says, okay, you know, there's the consequences are more of a, might be more of a material, more of a possessional type thing. Your time, your possessions, your availability to do some of the things that you want to do will be taken away. Of course, which if the child grows up and does something that is in violation of the outside world, that's called prison. So basically the timeout, the stern talking to, the removal of property is something that is that can be effective if you still, you know, give the child the reasons why, if you still give the child the method of saying that, hey, you do this, there's consequences, and the consequences can get more and more extreme if you do this. So for those who are trying to figure out how to discipline your child, this is where that gray area comes in. What is that happy medium? And the happy medium has to be this. You have to make sure that you don't hit first. Just hit first. and then try to, you know, brush it off saying, okay, hey, so what, I spanked you, this is what you needed. You have to explain the reasons why you are conducting this discipline to your child. And that's, I think, the step that a lot of people are missing. The step that a lot of people are missing is that they're not communicating with their children. This whole because I said so mentality that a lot of my parents have, is what they're doing. That's basically not explaining to the child why this is happening. If you are spanking your child and you don't give them the reason what they did, you know, say, oh, you know what you did, you know, and then you're still spanking, that's a problem. Spanking your child and then you don't show that love afterwards, saying that this is an act of love when I'm doing this to you, because a lot of people that don't spank their children don't understand that. Spanking and corporal form of punishment is an act of love if done properly. You should never walk into that child's room when you're extremely angry. If something they just did right then and there, and you are boiling over to the point where you have such anger, such vitriol in your body, then you need to take a step back and take a pause before you go up and discipline that child. A classic episode, the very first episode of The Cosby Show, where Bill Cosby had to go up and was going to discipline Theo. And he had the bat in his hand, and he was, you know, had to pause and took a little time before he walked up there. Still walked up there with his bat, but he paused before he went in there. You know, that's common way of how a lot of us see ourselves as parents when it comes down to when the discipline of the child. We want to go right in there. We want to just get real. We're just so angry that we don't know exactly how we're going to react when we see that child. But you have to take that pause and step forward. And we're missing that in our generation. We're missing that in our society now. We're missing that element of, yes, I'm going to do this because you have done something that deserves more of a stronger consequence than a stern talking to, more of a stern consequence than a timeout. So there's still a need for a more extreme form of discipline. And another reason why there's still a need for more stern form of discipline is the fact that there's so many different things that these children have now. Okay, you take away the tablet, they got the phone. You take away the tablet and the phone, they got the laptop in their room. You take away all that, they still got HDTV and the PS4 and the Xbox One and all this type of thing. One, we've already spoiled our children technologically so much that they don't understand that that even when you take away stuff, there's always more stuff. And we feel this guilt thing when it comes down to it. There's a lot of parents that feel guilty when they discipline their child. They discipline their child, and the next thing you know, they're like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I was so hard on them after we get out of this timeout, after they get this stern talking to. I'll let them get ice cream, or I'll let them do something really fun because I don't want them to look at me like the bad guy. And this is another wrong way to discipline your child. If you say, oh, man, I'm so sorry I did that to you, you know, I'm going to get you something just to make you feel better. All you're providing for that child is the fact that, okay, I do something wrong, I get disciplined, and we're going to get a reward for it after I get disciplined. Wrong way to discipline your child. That's not the way to establish the foundation and the groundwork, saying that you are the parent, they are the child. The guidelines have to be there. There's no middle ground when it comes down to parent and child. Yes, you can have a relationship with your child so that way they can communicate with you. You can have a relationship with your child to let them know that they can come to you when certain issues arise. However, there still has to be that guideline and that line drawn saying that I'm the parent, I'm the father, I'm the mother, you are the child, so you do as I say because I am telling you these things because it's supposed to be a groundwork and the foundation to the rules of this house and the rules of this family. If you do not abide by those, then there's going to be some consequences. And once again, this is Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And as always, thank you for listening to the Rise TV Show. We have a lot of different things that are coming up, a lot of different events that are going on here in the area, all those that are in the D.C. metro area. We have a lot of different things that the Rise TV Show is going to be involved with. I'm going to speak on those in a second, but I just wanted to get that out there. We're always sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rod, Massage and Wellness. We have a lot of different events that we are available for. There's different school events, school functions, festivals, marathon season coming up. If you need the services for relaxation and wellness, you can always contact Tranquil Mind by TQ Mind by Rod. .gr8.com. You can go onto Facebook and go onto Facebook /TQMind, or if you're in the D.C. metro area, you can always call 240-778-5219 and you can schedule an appointment like that. So want to get that, the logistics out of there before I continue on with the rest of the show. And we have a couple minutes left. So once again, 347-850-1228 if anybody wants to call in. We still have enough time for one or two calls. And just to get back to the point of the balance, parent-child balance is essential and is necessary. If the child knows from the beginning that there's a line drawn, that you have already set the foundation and the groundwork, that there's certain things that they can do, certain things they cannot do, once they cross that line, then the discipline comes, then that will actually reduce the need for spanking in most children. Unfortunately, it's not going to work for every child, but for most children, I would say even the majority of children, if you set that foundation, that groundwork, lay it down early enough, the child will know that there are certain things they can do, certain things they cannot do, that will cross that line where discipline will not be necessary. And if you do that, then they will recognize and realize that, okay, my parents, they don't play. I don't get spanked, but they don't play. If you do that, then they'll respect you. You'll have their respect not only when they're young, but you'll have their respect when you're older and you're become a parent of your own, and you realize, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. I think a lot of us that don't have children that are listening to the show, you're probably wondering, okay, what kind of parent will I be? What kind of parent, how will I discipline my child? And the answer to all those who are not parents yet that are listening to this show, there really isn't an answer. You really do not know exactly how you're going to discipline your child until the situation arises. Each child is different. Each child is unique. Each situation is unique. So for those who try to say there's a guideline on how to discipline your child, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. There's no book. There's no guideline. There's no true method that works for every single child in every single situation. What works for my child might not work for your child. But what you have to do, you have to take the time, you have to know your child, you have to learn your child, you have to make sure that when you see what they're doing and you see how they react when you try to discipline them, then you will know the true foundation and the true framework on how to discipline your child. For all those who have little children, even if you have several children, additional children, that newborn child, that younger child that you have may need a different form of discipline than your older children. You got to make sure you do not have this one magic wand when it comes down to disciplining your child. If you realize that, if you see that, and if you follow the steps to lay down the foundation between parent and child and not this friend-friend-buddy-buddy zone, then you realize that your children will respect you more, and you'll definitely have a better way, a better line of communication. Extreme form of discipline won't be necessary. And that's about my time right now. Thank you, each and every one of you, for listening to the show, the Rise TV Show. And just for future reference, on Saturday, September 20th, there's a walk going on in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, sponsored by the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Anybody wants to walk in this particular 5K with me, you can contact me, Facebook.com, contact me on Twitter, and reach out to me, and there's still some availability. So once again, thank you for listening to the show, and until next time, we'll talk.
self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.